Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience. Time where we get ready to go into prayer, where God's people are ready to journey into the atmosphere and submospheres and tropospheres and biospheres and lithospheres and hemispheres and the heliospheres, and to tap into the eternal plan of God for your life. And we get ready to engage into the power of prayer. There are many people from around the world seeking a word from the Lord, but does not know how to tap into intercession to reach that pivotal place in the kingdom of God. We're in that time, people of God, where the Lord has called forth his powerful intercessors, point men, and people of God to stand in the gap in this season and to make up the hedge for the land that will be able to stand tall and firm concerning the purpose, the destiny, and the plan that are going on around the world. We're in one of the biggest transitions there is in many centuries, decades, and years, and even probably our lifetime now. And God wants men and women of God who's able to shift into that transition, as the word of God talks about in Daniel, when God raises up another, takes down one, he raises up another one. We have to be ready when that time comes in the season for which we're in. We have to know if we're flowing in the prophetic, if we're flowing in the apostolic, the pastoral, the teacher, and even the evangelistic. We have to know our prophetic place, watches, and position in the kingdom of God so that we won't misdiagnose people that we're praying for at a time like this. There are many hearts and minds and souls that need us like never before right now as we prepare to pray as the intercessor, the shofar, and the kingdom leaders are in position to stand in the gap for so many of God's people right now. We need you to be in that place of authority and power and ability so that God's perfect will can be done and manifest through his vessels and through the kingdom leaders. Our intercessors are engaging us into such a prophetic presence and place in the earth. So we have to gird up ourselves, be prepared to take on all of these major giants in the world and defeat them with all powers and authority for which God has given us as his servant, as his man and woman of God that are warned on behalf of the people. So our intercessors and prayer warriors, we must know right now what God is saying to us as we take on the heavy duties and the responsibility of taking out demonic principalities and power and wickedness in high places. We have to stand tall, stand strong, be firm, be dedicated, be committed to the great work of the kingdom of God. Because right now, we're at a pivotal place where the kingdom of God is at hand. And many of us, God is calling us to a level in the spiritual realm. That means a dimension in the spiritual realm where we have to be able to take out these enemies that are taking on people alive and causing havoc to families, to the purpose and vision of people. So we're getting ready to take time to pray and believe God and bombard the kingdom of darkness with the word of God so that the kingdom of light can manifest in the earth man for us. God needs us right now. This is the time where we have to really be in that place and in that position to take out those demonic forces that are being launched against God's people right now. We need to move with haste and stay in that place and be stronger than we ever been in our walk with the Lord and in our purpose. The mandate right now is very critical for us as we're positioning ourselves. Our bodies are going through many transitions right now, and some people don't even know what is going on naturally or even spiritually with these transitions. But as we go into prayer, we're tapping into the spiritual things of the Lord. God is a revealer of those things for our life so that we can move with power and authority and we can move in the strength of him. We're getting ready to take time to pray, setting your heart as a flint, asking the Lord to move on you, whatever you believe in for and whatever you believe in the Lord to do for you in this season. We're coming into total agreement and total alliances with you, you and you on today, beloved, because this is the time that we have to stand tall with so many people who are in warfare, so many people who are in constant battle, with so many people who are dealing with the major forces of the enemy against their mind and bringing back things in their past and trying to open up portals that are not supposed to be authorized because God closed out on them, amen, in the beginning of time. So as we go into prayer, you and you, we're standing with you. We're standing with your ministry. We're standing with your family. We're standing with your purpose. And we're standing on the mandate of prayer right now. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. Keep the other intercessors and prayer warriors in your prayer. Keep those great kingdom of leaders who are families that are dealing with transitional things in your prayer. We are standing with you on today. We're getting ready to go into a powerful prayer. Set your heart as a flint. God bless you today is my prayer for you.
Hallelujah. Bless you all on today. We need you to hang in there. I hope you can hear me. I just got some news that shook me a little here. A lot more that shook me. Those of you, bless you, probably just got news that my nephew wrote up, passed away.
Yes.
Here. He was the one in the home for a year. Father was
home
for a year.
Yeah, we remember him. I do remember him very well.
We were dying at his house to celebrate his mother's homegoing.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
He bled out, and we're glad that he's not laying there like that anymore, but I'm just going to take a second to blow. I need to blow the sound so I can get a sound out of me.
Yes. Amen.
Prophetess Tracy, are you there? I need your sound to flow with me.
I'm here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we're standing with you all there and your family and everyone there as well during this difficult and transitional time. Got the news this morning as well to pray for him and pray for the family. So we're definitely standing with the family on today. But go ahead and send your hand if you want to. We can continue to talk and share and pray with you all, because when we deal with a transition like that, it's very difficult to really do what needs to. Many people have to release, but it's good you're in a great prophetic atmosphere with the brothers and sisters of the body who can stand with you and let you flow. So it's in your hand to flow, and the Lord deems you to flow Right now, we're standing on God's word. We keep it. Evangelist Tuesday in our prayer, they just lost her because nephew. Yeah, I had a chance to meet him on last year. And so we're just standing with her now. She still came on to maintain her position in prayer. Not many people do that, so that's an honorable thing to be able to continue to pray for others while we're dealing with personal things ourselves. Amen. I remember some challenges I went through with my mother, and people did all kinds of things because they go to show you how selfish people can be. But I thank God for you, woman of God, being able to display that spirit of continuity in God in a real in difficult and challenging time. Amen. And to flow. So it's in your hand to flow. We're lifting you all up. We're praying for each and every family member right now, his wife, his children, his loved ones, and all of those that are engaging. So if you want to blow the shofar, go right ahead. It's in you all's hands right now to let the Lord, the will of the Lord to be done for you at this very moment.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if Papa Tina can even come on, but if you can, precious, blow.
Amen.
Evangelist Marshall, can you blow? Hallelujah, 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 We thank you for his life, Lord.
We thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I stand. I feel myself.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Thank you for my family. I thank you, Lord, that you touch each and every one of them as they are all in Chicago and different places, and that they're working through what we knew was there, Father God. How we pray that he would not suffer as he lay. For whatever reason that you have for him to lay this year like this, Father, I thank and praise you that truly in the spirit realm, whatever preparations for his life, for his soul, for his spirit, is met in the name of Jesus. I plead your blood from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. I pray for those on the line who truly have these thoughts and these feelings of loss right in this present time. Lord, I ask that you touch those on the line as well who have lost someone dear to them as well, Father. Give them the strength. Hallelujah. It's not by our power nor by our might, but it's by your strength that we move and breathe, Father. We are so grateful and honored that you are always with us and that you are always by our side. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going forward, prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our scripture today is coming to you out of Proverbs 6, and I'm coming to you out of the NIV version today. Hallelujah. A troublemaker and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eye and signals with his feet and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant, and he will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There's the Lord hates seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Always on your heart, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. Hallelujah. This is the command, for this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light and a correction and instruction are the way to life. Hallelujah. We thank you for strength on today, Father. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for your instructions on today, Father. God, I ask you to lead us all in a plain path because of our enemies. Glory be to God. We decree and we declare, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, all those who are connected to this line, I thank you, Lord, that we all receive a breakthrough on today. Hallelujah. We appeal to the God who said, if my people will humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, that you will heal the land, glory. We decree and declare that these prayers on today be sanctified to you, Lord. Glory be to God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus, breakthrough in this atmosphere. We honor and announce this opportunity to be before you, God. Thank you for every breath you give us, for every sound that you give us. Thank you that we can walk, talk, hear, smell, taste, touch, feel, realize, and understand that your will is for us on today, Father God. Right now, we call on the breakers anointing. We call on the breakers anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We speak, Father. Speak from the fire in our tongues today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we speak with the fire that you give us. Give us that fresh supply of your spirit right now in this hour, that we may advance as we pray today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. We are overcomers today. We're overcomers today. Glory be to God, because we know, God, that greater glory, greater is He that is in this world. He that is in us is greater than he that is in this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know, Father, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus that we have the power over darkness in the name of Jesus. You see, Roosevelt, he had a struggle with serving God. He battled with serving God because he couldn't get along with suffering, especially when his mother was suffering through cancer. But she ministered to the very end to him. And he will see how good and how great our God is. And you don't want to leave here not confessing your sins and one with him. So I pray in his struggle, in his time of that year that God gave him all that time to get right, he succumbed and invited God into his life. I plead the blood of Jesus that it is so holy, 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 holy. I don't know, Sunday, I see here. Oh, God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you. The God of you is pulling down strongholds. Hallelujah. We quench every fiery dart. We quench every fiery dart in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy that's come against us. They come against our family. They come against our ministry, our walk in you, Father God. I know we all have to work out our own salvation, but we fight every fiery dart to try to come against our standing on the word of God, because we come in the volume of the book that's written of us, your word. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And when that weapon does touch, when that weapon does hit home, it will not, it cannot, it shall not destroy the fruit of our ground. none of our fruit will fall to the ground before it's time. So we seek the peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding through this time. Through all the times and those going through on the line, we come against the spirit of depression and oppression. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, Father God, of omission, things we just didn't realize we did in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you lift up a standard for us, under humble. When the enemy comes in like a flood, lift up a standard for us in the name of Jesus. Give us of our sins that we may be right, because we don't know what the hour will bring. Cause cleansing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Forgive us of hallelujah, sins of commission. I'd be out of the bus, so not case yet. I don't know what I see you doing ungodly things that we had no business doing on the grace that you give us. Forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus, for lying, stealing, killing, destroying, killing with our mouths each other. Clean our mouths up, filthy talk. Cleanse us from the core, Lord. Hallelujah. Adultery, fornication, Lord, self-pleasure. We will think on these things that are good, that are right, that are pure. We will think on these things. You've given us the book. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to walk right, to talk right. And the mortal body that we have, you've given us instructions. Everywhere we fall short, forgive us. Let this day be new. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cause our hands to be on the neck of the enemy. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that you give us the cup, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we're able to bear the journey that you give us. From faith to faith, from glory to glory, we can do it. Get out of our shoes. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Pray for our children, God. We pray, Lord, that they be faithful today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wrap your arms around the Father God. Hallelujah. Keep them from. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Keep them from. Oh, God. Keep them from being hurt. Keep them from being raped. Keep them from being killed. Hallelujah. Keep them from that cutting spirit that makes them feel that they need to act out their rejection in the name of Jesus, and they take it out on themselves. Hallelujah. In closets and private places, Lord. Keep them from trafficking spirits. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Keep our children, Father God, from that bullying spirit, even on the playground. Glory be to God. On the buses. In the name of Jesus, we come against that kidnapping spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, watch over our children today, Father. Even the adults, hallelujah, as they're drugging them so that they can go along with these malicious plans and sell the body for greed. Cover them, Lord. I call them the angels of the Lord to cover our children and our teenagers. Glory be to God. Watch their eye gates when they're on the computers. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't let them go along to get along in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Keep them and protect them, Father God. Cause their minds to be strengthened by the teachings of their parents.
Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. And for the parents who are not teaching them, Lord, quicken them. Quicken them so they all can be saved. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for miracles today. You are a God of miracles, Lord. Let your hand touch each and every household for the miracles. Cause people to get up out of the bed, glory be to God, and be able to sing a new song in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. And if that journey is to pass, God, I thank and praise you that their souls and salvation be right with you, that they're able to make peace with all their family members. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You have the plan. You have the plan. I plead the blood of Jesus, glory be to God, for souls to be saved on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We pray for dementia, hallelujah, Alzheimer's, hallelujah, hallelujah, brain, hallelujah, brain damage in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for any infirmity that cancer has caused. Eat up the things that's trying to eat us up, kill the thing that's trying to kill us. In the name of Jesus, kill the thing that's trying to kill us. In the name of Jesus. Kill the thing that's trying to kill us. In the name of Jesus, we come against every negative word that we've spoken out of our mouths that can cause the blessings of the Lord to be sorrowful. We reverse any curse that's associated with these utterances, and we decree and declare they shall have no rule or reign in our lives. We are your official legislator and law enforcement agents, Father God. We come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, who we are and whom we serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We are affectionate for God's original plan and purposes over against the plans and the purposes of Satan. No intrinsic, no extrinsic weapon, be it physical, social, psychological, spiritual, organizational form against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We pray for our nation of ruin, a nation crying out from death, parents and families losing children and loved ones senselessly. Lord, we come against this murdering spirit that's trying to overtake. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of greed. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for our nation. We pray for the healing of our nation, Lord. We pray for our those in office, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray for right decisions, Father. We pray for your people to get all needs met. Every law that has been placed, Father God, even of old and new, let it be for the good of your people, Father God, not for the tearing of your people. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus for all those in office that have no business being there, Lord, that you expose them and remove them from the place that they're in, Lord, and put the right place, the right people in the right position for the betterment of our country, for the betterment of our nation, betterment of our neighborhood, of our region. In the name of Jesus, we plead your blood. Hallelujah, only the blood can save us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. That you allow us to receive your wisdom and your understanding in hidden places, in hidden wisdom, Father God, the things that you have us, Father God, that we can only receive when we are down on our face and quiet with you. cause us to receive and understand your hidden wisdom. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. My mother's strength to handle this news. You give her strength as she goes through this time, Lord. But she's lost her firstborn, now her second. Firstborn grandchild, a firstborn daughter, and a firstborn grandchild. Give her the strength, Father God, being that she's a heart patient herself. Strengthen her heart. I pray for all those who have heart issues now, Lord. Strengthen them. Hallelujah. Run new blood through their bodies, Father God. Wash them and purge them and give them the strength and the withal to stand above all things. Stand when things come upon us. Never to give up. In Jesus' name, I thank you, family. Thank you so much. I love you all. I'm released. Thank you, Prophet.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, Father. We praise you, Father. We exalt you, Father. We thank you, Father, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for all you've done, Father God, for all you're doing, Father God, the things that, oh, God, that you're working on behind the scenes that we know nothing about, Father God. We give you glory and praise and honor for it, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're God all by yourself. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, Father God. We thank you, God, that, hallelujah, we belong to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for you just covering us and keeping us through all that's going on in this earthly realm, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, I thank you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and I praise you for Evangelist Teasley on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I pray right now, Father God, that you would strengthen her and her family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on the Lord, of the nephew, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would uplift them right now with your mighty right hand, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would just breathe on them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would, oh, God, catch the tears, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray, Father God, that you would soften the blow, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you would take hold of their hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them know, Father God, that you are there, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are walking them through this, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We stand on your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In Matthew 5:4, oh, God, where you said, oh, God, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, for you comforting them right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your love being released over them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and they're standing together and standing as one, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, for them being the strength for one another, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we just pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that everything they need at this time, Father God, of bereavement, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would do it, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for peace. Oh, God, your peace, Father God, that surpasses all manners of understanding, Father God, to fall upon them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I just thank you, God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, that you shall get the glory out of this, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and though they may not understand it now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we know, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you make no mistakes, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And they shall understand it after a while, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and I just thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Oh God, hallelujah, for you just covering them and keeping them, Father God. And we just bless you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray for all the bereaved families. We pray the same prayer, Father God, for all the bereaved families all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that even as they mourn and grieve, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you lifting up, oh God, the garment, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of heaviness, Father God, and giving them a garment of praise, oh God, in spite of, oh God, all that they're going through, oh God. And we just want to give you glory and give you honor on today, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, we just thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice today, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for, hallelujah, for even those that desire to come on the line today that weren't able to, God. We pray, oh God, that you move by your in their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. We pray that you move like a mighty rushing wind on the matters that concern them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God, to do all things yourself, Father God. And we thank you, God, that you're sitting high, you're looking low, you know every single thing that concerns your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are concerned about those things that concern us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and all we need, Father God, to do is just trust you, Father God, believe you, Father God, and keep standing, Father God, on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you'll do the rest, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, I release your strength over this line and over myself and the people today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we stand on your word in Isaiah 40 and 31, that faith, but they that they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for strengthening us, your people today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us to keep standing, Father God. Help us to keep hoping and believing, oh, God, on your word, Father God, and on your promises, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let us faint, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but let us be strengthened in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I release your power, Father God, over the people today, Father God, over this line and over myself, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As I stand on your word, Father God, in Isaiah 40 and 29, it says he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Oh, God, so I thank you, God, for your power, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the power, Father God, that you place on the east, on the inside of each and every one of us, Father God. I thank you, God, that we have access to the power, Father God, that we're able to tap in, oh, God, hallelujah, to the power, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Help us to remember, oh, God, to tap into the power within, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, when we feel powerless, when we feel weak, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you. And Father God, hallelujah, I stand, oh God, and release faith over the people today, Father God, over this line and over myself, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as we stand on your word in Matthew 21 and 22, and it says, and whatever you ask in prayer, hallelujah, you will receive it if you have faith, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, so help us, Father God, to have faith, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, no matter what's going on around us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. No matter what state we find ourselves in, Father God, help us, oh God, to have faith, Father God. Oh God, hallelujah. I'm decreeing and declaring to catapult each of our faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to new dimensions right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. As we stand in faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that we,
Oh, God, only believe, Father God, only believe your word, oh, God. Only believe that which you have promised us, Father God, because we know it says over in Hebrews, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that he that promised is faithful, oh, God. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, for your faithfulness in our lives, Father God. Oh, God, even as you're faithful, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to stand in faith and be faithful as well, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that even when we are unfaithful, Father God, even when we miss the mark, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that too, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you bless us, oh, God, anyway, Father God, hallelujah. You look past our faults and you're still constantly meeting the needs every single day, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we bless you, and we praise you, Father God. And, Father God, I release your hope over this line and over your people, Father God, and over myself, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as I stand on your word, Father God, in Romans 8:25. Oh, God, it says, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, as we're hoping and believing you, Father God, as we're standing in faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, help us to patiently wait for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Don't let our patience run out, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let our hope fail, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind it up in patience right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we stand waiting for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we know, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, according to your word in Isaiah 55:11. Oh, God, you said in that word, Father God, hallelujah, let your words go out to accomplish exactly what you send them to accomplish, oh, God, and they never return back to your void, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we stand, oh, God, hallelujah, patiently hoping, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and believing you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that if you said it, you shall surely perform it in our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we just want to bless you and praise you, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, I stand releasing your peace today over your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and over this line, Father God, over myself, oh, God, even over my family, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I stand on your word, John 16:33, and it says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace in the world. In the world you may have trouble. You may have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world, oh, God. So we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you sent our brother, our elder brother, Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, to be the remission, oh, God, hallelujah, of our sins, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for the healing to come forth in our bodies, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you sent him to stand in a gap, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for every single thing we'd ever go through on this earthly realm, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that he got the victory, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for every single thing, oh, God, hallelujah, that us, your people, are dealing with right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, victory, hallelujah, has already been won, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. All we must do is trust you, Father God, hope in you and believe, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that victory, oh, God, is our portion, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. So we give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, hallelujah. For your peace resting upon us right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, I stand right now, Father God, and I release you, Father God, over this line, Father God, over the people, Father God, over your people everywhere, Father God, over myself, oh, God, and my family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. As I stand on Psalms 108:13, that says, to God we shall do valiantly. But he, oh, God, for it is he, oh, God, that shall tread down our enemies. Oh, God, so we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that we shall gain the victory over Satan, Father God. Oh, God, his innocence. Oh, God, his demons, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And all the evil works and plans and plots, oh, God, that he sent out against us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Because you said in your word, Father God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you shall raise up a standard against him. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, that we can be victorious. We are victorious. We thank you, God, that our name is victory, Father God, because victory, oh, God, you placed it in the DNA. Father God, glory, hallelujah. You placed it, Father God, in the blueprint for our life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we give you glory for the victory on today. Father God, victory over everything we'd ever go through. Father God, everything you're dealing with right now, oh God, I declare and I decree the victory for us, your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we stand, oh God, and we lift up, oh God, those sick today, Father God, those that are going through the body, Father God. Going through something in the bodies today, Father God. We lift it up before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We lift them up before you, Father God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah. As we stand on your word, Father God, in Isaiah 53 and 5, it says, by his stripes they were healed. So I call your people healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we bind it up, Father God, that spirit of infirmity right now and cast it into the fiery sea, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for healing right now, Father God, those that are dealing with cancer, Father God. Right now, we cast every cancer cell into the fiery sea. We command it to dry up right now and run and leave, oh God, the bodies of your people right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pray, Father God, for those right now, oh God, hallelujah, suffering from high blood pressure, Father God. We command that blood pressure to come under the obedience of your word, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we command that blood pressure, oh God, glory, hallelujah, to stabilize right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we're praying for those, oh God, dealing with diabetes on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We command the blood sugar to line up with your word in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We command, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, those A1C levels, oh, God, hallelujah, to line up with your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to be within normal standards, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we speak to that pancreas today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we command you, pancreas, to pump insulin right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, pump that insulin, oh, God, just how, hallelujah, oh, God, God, hallelujah, created the pancreas to pump insulin, oh God, glory, hallelujah, so we binding up type 1 diabetes today, we cast it into the fiery sea, oh God, we binding up type 2, oh God, diabetes today, Father God, and we cast it into the fiery sea, oh God, we binding up, oh God, that borderline diabetes right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we cast it into the fiery sea, oh God, glory, hallelujah. And we're giving you praise, we're giving you glory, we're giving you honor today, Father God. And we pray right now, Father God, with those, oh God, with heart issues, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray right now that the heart is pumping. Oh God, just how you designed it to pump right now, we cancel those heart attacks, heart palpitations. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, chest pain. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We're binding up strokes today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we're giving you glory right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're opening up heart valves today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're unclogging the arteries today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we're binding up congestive heart failure today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you right now, Father God, that that heart is pumping, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, how you designed it to pump, Father God, free of inflammation. Oh, God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and Father God, hallelujah, you go in right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and deal with that stony heart, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, chisel it away, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and give us your people a heart of flesh, Father God, a heart after you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that those matters and issues in the heart, Father God, that you're resolving right now, Father God, that you're settling right now, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you are worthy and you are able, God, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, touch right now, Father God. The lungs right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Cast that fluid out of the lungs right now, Father God. Stabilize those lungs, Father God. We bind up pneumonia. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're breathing, oh, God. Hallelujah, on your people, Father God. And even as you breathe on the people, Father God, and enter into that rest, those lungs in that respiratory tract, Father God, glory, hallelujah, your people are breathing easy today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we cancel that upper respiratory infection right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God, we glorify you for all you're doing for your people, Father God, hallelujah, now touch right now those kidneys, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, We decree it and declare that those kidneys are functioning exactly how you designed them to function, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that the kidneys are lining up with your word, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we send your word, oh, God, to that liver, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now that you're restoring that liver, repairing that liver, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That liver is functioning exactly how you designed it to function, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise and give you glory and give you honor, Father God. We thank you, God, for you stabilizing that thyroid, Father God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that that underactive thyroid and that overactive thyroid is lining up with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as you're touching it right now with your nail-scarred hands, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for touching the throat today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Throat cancer. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We send it back to the dry place. Mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We cancel that scratchy throat, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We cancel those issues with the esophagus, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We cancel those issues right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with that digestive tract right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, acid reflux, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel GERD, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We cancel, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. All these digestive situations, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, and we give you praise and we give you glory. And we give you honor, Father God. And we thank you, God, for you touching that stomach, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Going into the stomach area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and canceling tumors, canceling cancer. Oh God, canceling the nausea, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Getting down into that abdominal cavity, Father God. Canceling, oh God, hallelujah. Tumors and cysts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Pain, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you that the stomach pain is rising up right now and going back to the pit of hell, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you, God, that you're moving into the bowels right now, Father God. The bowels system right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're rooting out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Irritable bowel syndrome right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Even as, oh, God, you're moving into the bladder, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're stabilizing that weak bladder right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. You're moving, Father God, onto the, oh, God, hallelujah. Moving out constipation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're moving out, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Those weak bowels, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Even as you move into that colon area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You cleanse that colon of polyp, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Colon cancer, we command you to go back to the dry place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise, we give you glory for all that you're doing, Father God, right now, Father God, even as you're moving into the, oh God, hallelujah, the prostate right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, are we binding up, oh God, that prostate cancer, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you commanding that prostate cancer, oh God, hallelujah, that prostate cancer to take its rightful place in the pit of hell, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, for you shrinking right now, that enlarged prostate right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are worthy and you are able. That prostate is coming up right now, and oh God, under the obedience of your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, oh God, for peace, Father God, hallelujah, peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding, touching each and every organ, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Get into that female anatomy, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Bind up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. That cervical cancer, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That uterine cancer, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up that ovarian cancer, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Cervical cancer, take your place in the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, we bind up, oh God, those cysts and those tumors, those fibroid tumors, have got to go right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Regulate right now, oh God, the blood flow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Regulate the menstrual flow right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. All those clots, oh God, we cast them into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. The pain from the menstrual flow, we cast it into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy and you are able, Father God, do all things but fail, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, balance the hormones, oh God, hallelujah. Balance those hormones, Father God. Stabilize those hormones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, balance our emotions, Father God. Keep us out of our feelings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you glory. And I give you honor for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those going through the perimenopause, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are in menopause, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let them go through, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, all that the science says they should go through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them go through it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. With the hormone being balanced, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. With no pain, Father God. No stress, Father God. No aggravation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Touch the men, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. They may be going through the midlife crisis, Father God. Stabilize, oh God, hallelujah, their hormones, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, stabilize it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, heal and set free and take them through as well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, oh God, now touch right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the minds of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we're binding up, Father God, those mind-binding spirits, oh God, hallelujah, that come to cause fear. Oh, God, fear of man, fear of success, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we're binding up confusion today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we release your peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah, over the minds of your people, Father God, because you said in your word that you would teach those imperfect people's minds and stayed on you, Father God, to fine-tune our minds to you, Father God, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, help us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and God, we're binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, depression and oppression on today. Father God, we send it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we lose life and life more abundantly over your people. We lose faith and hope, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God. Take them out of that pit of depression, that pit of oppression, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Lift up their countenance on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Show them purpose, Father God, the purpose you designed for their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let the devil speak to them, Father God. We cut off the lying lips of Lucifer. We landlock them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That will speak to your people and tell them to end it all, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we decree and declare, oh, God, that they walk in their destiny, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We decree and declare that they walk in the plan and purpose, oh, God, for their lives, oh, God, that you have created, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, embracing your will, Father God, casting down our own will, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise and we give you glory, hallelujah, and Father God, we're cutting off those suicide thoughts right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we send those suicide thoughts to the pit of hell, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, we just speak life, 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 we speak, oh God, that your people shall live, live, live. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you are worthy, oh God. Now, Father God, hallelujah, touch those, oh God, with colds and flus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Earaches, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Middle ear infections, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Migraines, Father God. Headaches, fevers, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Sinus issues, Father God. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch right now those dealing with COVID, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Coronavirus, Father God, every one of his variants, Father God, heal and set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Touch those with brain tumors, Father God. Oh God, shrink those brain tumors, Father God. Heal right now and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Aneurysms, we cast you back into the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch those with the mental health issues today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up, bipolar disorder, and we send you back to the pit of hell. We bind it up, schizophrenia and paranoia today. We send you back to the pit of hell. We bind it up, oh God, glory, hallelujah, dissociative disorder, or that split personality. We send you back to the pit of hell right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind it up, fear and anxiety today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we send them back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you, God, that mania is leaving someone right now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, the lunacy, oh God, has to take its rightful place in the pit of hell. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that the hallucinations, oh God, hallelujah, are leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for you just, hallelujah, performing a divine mind transplant upon us, your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and you're transferring, oh God, hallelujah, all these issues of the mind, oh God, carnality in the mind, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all of us, Father God, and you're giving us the mindset of Christ Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and you're setting our minds on you, Father God, you're setting our minds on the things above, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. The touch, oh God, the cellular system today, Father God. Touch that muscular system, Father God. Touch that nervous system, Father God. Touch that spine, Father God. Touch those joints and, oh God, those joints, oh God, and tendons today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch the legs, the fingers, the toes. Oh God, the arms, oh God, the hands, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Those shoulders, Father God. That cervical spine, Father God. That lumbar spine, Father God. Oh God, go all up and down the spine, oh God. Hallelujah. The L4, the L5, the L6, all of the L's, hallelujah, on the spine, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And heal right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, for your blood, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Your blood, Father God. Your blood, your blood. Your blood, we plead the blood over these bodies, oh God. We plead the blood over your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. The blood still works, oh God. We thank you that the blood still works, oh God. And we bind and rebuke, oh God, every fiery dart of the enemy right now, Father God. We reach up and we intercept it, Father God. And we cast it back down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Father God, this state. Oh, God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us shall be condemned, because it is condemned according to your word in Isaiah 54:17. Oh, God, we stand believing you, Father God, on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, help those, oh, God, hallelujah, and touch those that are brokenhearted on today, Father God. Heal right now, oh, God, the broken heart, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Touch those, oh, God, that feel downtrodden, Father God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Touch those that feel like a castaway, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and lift up their countenance today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, give them strength, Father God, glory, hallelujah, give them faith and hope, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, pour your mercy out upon us, your people, Father God. You said in your word that your mercy is renewed every single morning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, pour your grace upon your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to bless you, God. We want to praise you, God, for all that you're doing right now, Father God. And we binding up destruction, oh, God, that lays waste at noonday, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up, oh, God, hallelujah, that hand of the enemy, Father God, that will come, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and bring destruction to the cars on the roadway today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up accidents, seen and unseen, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind it up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Destruction, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, as pedestrians are walking, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind it up, Father God. Destruction with the buses, Father God. We bind it up the destruction, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, with the trains and, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and all the ground transportation of those that are bicycling today, Father God. We bind up that destruction, Father God. Those that are motorcycling today, we bind up that destruction today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise and glory and honor. Oh, God, for the destruction being bound up, Father God, and cast into the fiery sea that will come against the airways today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The airlines, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Planes, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're giving you praise and glory and honor, oh, God. For you just covering us, your people, Father God. Cover, oh, God. businesses today, Father God. Cover schools, Father God. Cover institutions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover the churches, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We bind up the destruction, oh God, that the enemy will send in this hour, Father God, against your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for all that you're doing, Father God. We binding up every trick and every trap, every ploy, every plot and every plan of the enemy. Oh, God, every opposing force, we drive it back in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory and we're giving you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We cut off the chanter today. We cut off the soothsayer today. We cut off, oh, God, the witch and the warlock. Oh, God, the wizard today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the medicine man. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, eavesdropping spirits. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up you from hearing. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We're binding up manipulation. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, malice. Oh, God, murder. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus today. Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, for you covering those that have been abused and used, oh, God, on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we covering those that have been, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, physically abused today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you're covering those, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that have been emotionally abused, oh, God. You're covering those, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that have been sexually abused, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. You're covering those, oh, God, that have been molested and raped, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. When we're giving you glory and we're giving you honor, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, for you are worthy and you are able. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you are able, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, mercy for master. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Have mercy on us, your people, today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory, hallelujah. And we're binding up anger. Oh, God, we're binding up rage today. Father God, we're binding up all manners of evil today. We're binding up, oh, God, jealousy today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We're binding up everything, oh, God, that's not like you. Oh, God, and we give you praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we're lifting up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, our overseer. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Dr. Laron Matthews on today. And we pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would strengthen him right now, Father God. That you would take him higher and deeper in your word on today, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're covering him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, with divine protection, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and every fiery dart, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the enemy is sending at him. Oh, God, we reach up right now and we intercept it and we cast it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and every lying tongue that would seek to get against him, oh, God, every accusation, oh, God, hallelujah, that the enemy try to bring against them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up. We cast it back in the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God. Hallelujah, for taking them. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to new dimensions in you, Father God. We thank you, God, for you pouring down, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, wisdom from on high right now, Father God. New wisdom from on high, Father God. And you're showing them how to go in and about and around your people, oh, God. You're showing them right now, Father God, new strategic ways and how to deal with, oh, God, the emotions of your people, the behaviors of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the issues, oh, God, that your people are dealing with, Father God, as you place the key, oh, God, in his hand to unlock the destiny. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, as you place the key, Father God, in his hands to lock up the dead and place deadbolts, oh God, glory, hallelujah, on the people's past, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that they might walk into their future, Father God, so they might walk into the newness of life, oh God, so they might emerge as that new man, oh God, in Christ, oh God, glory, hallelujah, to emerge, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, so the destiny will not be cut short, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, the Father God, hallelujah, oh God, give new revelation, oh God, new knowledge from on high, Father God, unlock, oh God, new mysteries and codes unto him so that he may bring it about to your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, use him for your glory for such a time as this, Father God, oh God, because we know, Father God, that he is your set man, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, and we give you praise and we give you glory for you just covering him and his family. Oh, God, cover his parents, Father God. Cover, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the children, the grandchildren, Father God, the nieces and nephews, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the siblings, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover the cousins, Father God, each and every relative, aunties and uncles, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and bless him, oh, God. Bless him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, as he has been a blessing to your people, Father God. Let the people begin to bless him back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah, for cover and restoration. Foundation Prosperity International Ministry, Father God. Cover the leaders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Cover the lay people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover all the saints, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cause us to walk on one accord, Father God. Walk in love towards one another, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Cover, oh, God, hallelujah, LeVon Matthews Ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Cover, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and bless, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, those in the local assembly, Father God. Those, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, virtual members, Father God. Bless right now, Father God, and cover, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, the covenant partners, Father God, each and every person, each and every man and woman of God, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that is connected to this ministry, Father God. Bless them, their families, and their ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, bless right now, Father God, our administrator, Lisa Bryant, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, for another year of life. Oh, God, on yesterday, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover her and keep her and her family, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let the people bless her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let the blessings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for this celebratory time, oh, God, of her born day, Father God, flow all the way down to the end of the year, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send the blessings from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. Oh God, oh God, our local administrator, oh God, hallelujah. Chanel Bullock, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, touch right now, strengthen her right now, Father God. Even as she lost, Father God, her uncle on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Take her higher, deeper in you and your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Lead every one of her needs by your rich and glory in Christ Jesus. Open doors for that no man can close, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to bless you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. And strengthen, oh God, Elder Samuel Hunter on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as he lifts up the man of God's hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as he wears many hats, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, move all over him, Father God. Move, oh God, in his home, Father God. Move over his family. Move over his wife, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. Meet every need by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, and bless him coming and going, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, and Father God, just bless each and every one of your leaders, each and every one of your children, each and every one of your people, oh God, by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, because you've already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, Father God. All we have to do is tap in, Father God. All we have to do is seek you first, the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things will be added unto us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. So we just thank you, and we love you, God. And thank you that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered every petition, Father God, even those silent ones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every request, you're moving on it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We're binding up every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers and petitions, Father God, and these praises, and even the blowing of the sound of the shofar today, Father God. We bind up, oh God, hallelujah, everything that the enemy would try to bring against us, your people, Father God. And we just thank and praise you. Oh God, and it's in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today. Father, we thank you for your presence, and we thank you for your glory. We thank you for who you are in us and through us, Lord. And God, we stand on your word, God, where you said, Lord, a threefold cord is not easily broken. And you said in John 3:30, by way of John, decrease him and increase you. And God, so I ask that you would decrease me and you would increase the more. And God, that your word will have free course, Lord. God, that I will be the lips of clay as we decree and declare your word. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, now we're speaking and decreeing and declaring, God, your winds to blow over the earth realm, God. God, let the universe respond to eternity, God. And we know that your words decreed and declared that the submatospheres and the atmospheres and the tropospheres and the biospheres and the hemispheres and the lithospheres and the heliospheres and everything and the particles of the element come together, God, in the name of Jesus. We take in full authority over everything that the enemy put into our stratosphere, God, to send us out of your presence. But God, we ask that you would keep us in that glory cloud with you even now in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse number 5, you said every battle of a warrior is with confused nose, the garment rolled in blood, but this will be with consuming fire. God, you also said in your word in Isaiah 55 and verses 17, by way of David, you said at morning and noon and at evening will we pray and cry aloud that you might hear our voice. Father, you said in your word in Psalm 107 and 20, Lord, you said you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand on the word of God where you said in Psalm 50 and 5, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with you by sacrifice in the name of Jesus. You said in Isaiah 10 and 27 that it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke should be taken off our shoulders and the burdens from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. God, we speak to the trajectory of the earth realm, God, and we command every diabolical spirit that is hijacking the spiritual realm of regions and cities and towns, God. We ask the wind to move to the east and the winds to move to the west and the winds to move to the south and the winds to flow from the north and take up every diabolical spirit, God, that intent is to eliminate and destroy the plans of your people in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, God, in Exodus 23, in verse 25, God, you said in your word, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, 24, and nor serve them, nor do after the work, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, break down the images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and ye shall bless thy bread and thy waters, and you will take sickness away from the midst of them. God, we're standing on the word now, God. You said in Psalms 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. God, you said in Psalms 119 and 105 that the word of God is a light unto our feet. It's a lamp unto our pathway. You said in your word in Philippians 2 and 6, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Father, we're standing on the word of God. You said in your word in Psalms 139 and 24, David said, search me, O God, and know me and try me and see if there be any wicked ways in me, God, and lead me to life everlasting. God, you said in your word in Matthew 6 and 33 that we should seek ye first the kingdom of God in your righteousness, and then all of these things should be added unto us, God, and that we take no thoughts for our tomorrow, for our tomorrow will take thoughts of the things of themselves. God, you said in your word in Jeremiah 33 and 3, if we call upon your name, you will answer us then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God, in the name of Jesus, moved by your power, God, we overrule every diabolical spirit, God, that comes through the mind of your people. We cast the devil out of the mind that mess with the cerebral cortex. We command the hand of the enemy to loose the mind of the false of the people that operate in illusion and delusion and hallucinating thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said in your word, God, you turn people over to their own imagination. God, you said in your word, you let people go because they decide to serve other gods. And in the name of Jesus, God, we ask and we petition you, God, as marshals on the border, God. We're marshaling the borders on your behalf, God. So turn the activity of the hand of the enemy away from your people. In the name of Jesus, God, we're marshaling the borders with our position as intercessors and prayer warriors, God, in cities and towns, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're marshaling the borders, God. And so, God, we need reinforcement. As your word said, God, in the word of God, in Psalm 91, God, you said you would send angels that will have charge over us in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Proverbs 18 and 10 that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous runneth into in our safe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare your word and the power of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. You said there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh the dwelling place. God, we're marshaling the borders, God. We're marshaling the borders, God, of homes, cities, and towns, and schools, in the name of Jesus. And banking system, rural banking system, political arena, God. We're marshaling borders of churches. We're marshaling the borders of elementary school, God, and junior high school and high school, God. We're marshaling the borders, God, of universities and colleges. In the name of Jesus, God, we're marshaling the borders, God, of all 50 states, God, and states that are connected to other states, God. We're marshaling the border of the Mexican border, God, and the border in Canada, God. We're marshaling the borders, God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Enforce send your reinforcement, God, in the name of Jesus, to overrule, God, the death spirit in the land. We bind up death spirit. We bind up a mental illness. We bind up depression and oppression. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Mental fatigue, battle fatigue, in the name of Jesus. We're overruling Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we're overruling every diabolical spirit that continue to come back and make people have to take the shots, to have jobs. Ah, horrible state. We're binding up intimidating spirits that have been sent in to intimidate the men and women of God in their walk with your Lord in the name of Jesus. God, we're binding up the hand of the enemy that come back to crime scenes that in our mind and bring back a false in their mind to set them back. Because your word said in the book of Romans 8 and 1, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decreeing and declaring your word, God. We overtaking, God, every atmospheric spirit, God, that moves through the spirit realm. We come against trafficking spirit, God, that meets in the spirit realm. We come against trafficking thoughts, God, that moves in the spirit realm, that operate through whispers and chanters, God. In the name of Jesus, through soothsayers, God. In the name of Jesus, we're operating through spirits, God, that operate through illusional realms and delusional atmosphere. And we're binding up in the name of Jesus. Because you said in Luke 18 and 1 unto this end, that man ought to always to pray and to not faint, God. We're standing on the power of prayer. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, we're speaking to those elements, God, and we're decreeing and declaring, because you said that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, God, but they're mightier through you, Elohim, Abba, God, in the name of Jesus, to the pulling down of stronghold. We're pulling down the stronghold in our neighborhoods. We're pulling down strongholds in our family. We're pulling down strongholds in the third and fourth generation of the iniquities of the father
on the father's side and the mother's side. We're pulling down stronghold of visitation in the bloodline. In the name of Jesus, God, we're stopping every graveyard spirit, God. We're driving them back. We're driving back the lunatic spirit. Some lunatics, we command you to move. With spirit of succubus, we commanded you to move. Spirit of incubus, we commanded you to move. Spirit of jasmine, we commanded you to move. In the name of Jesus. The lizard spirit, we commanded you to move. In the name of Jesus. And we're binding that spirit up. Now we're overtaking it. We're overtaking that spirit. We come against the puppetry spirit. In the name of Jesus. And we're driving it out, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say, I leave you also. God, we're doing it now in the name of Jesus. And God, we command the spirit of oppression, God, the spirit of unforgiveness, spirit of bitterness, anger and rejection, in the name of Jesus, to loose that mind. We command that mind to get back in that body. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak to perverted, every perverse spirit, God, that have been launched against people of God. We're speaking against the perverted spirit, spirit of perversion. The Lord, God, rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, we're binding up the nicotine spirit, the crack cocaine spirit, the alcohol spirit. In the name of Jesus, psychotropic medication. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak and decree and declare that you move over them, God. Bring breakthrough to them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for your power and your anointing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move today, God. Shift atmospheres, shift trochospheres and biospheres. In the name of Jesus, move over those cities, God. Move in Alabama, God. Move in Texas, God. Move right now, God. Move in Georgia, God. In the name of Jesus. Move in Tennessee, God. Move in Florida, God. Move in South Carolina and North Carolina. Oklahoma, God. Move over them, God. Move in Wyoming, God. Move in that city, God. In the name of Jesus. Move in Missouri, God. Move in Pennsylvania, God. Move right North Carolina, South Carolina, move by your power. In Virginia, West Virginia, God, move by your power. God, in the state, God, move by your power, God. Over Delaware, God, move by your power, God. In New Jersey, God, move by your power. In New York, God, in Maine, God, in Massachusetts, God, move by your power, God. In Connecticut, Lord, move by your power, God. Over those eastern coasts, God. Move by your power, God. Show yourself mightily, God. In Utah, Lord, in the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily, God. In that area, God, of Illinois, God, Indiana, Ohio, God, Wisconsin, Minnesota, God. In the name of Jesus, God, show yourself mightily. In Michigan, God, move by your power in Ohio, God. Move over North Dakota and South Dakota. Move by your power, God. New in New Mexico, God. In Arizona and Arkansas, God. Move by your power, God. Show yourself mightily, God. In the state of Washington, Washington, D.C., God. Oregon, God. California, Nevada, God. Move by your power, God. Over those cities, God. In the name of Jesus, move over them, God. Move breakthrough, God. Breakthrough, God. Loose a breakthrough in those areas. In the name of Jesus, we pierce the head of the enemy. We bruise as a cat, God. We bruise as a cat, God. In the name of Jesus, we drive it out, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Thank you for the victory, God. Thank you for the moving, God. Thank you for your showing yourself mighty. God, thank you for your showing yourself mighty. In Missouri, God. In Iowa, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your glory and your power, God. In the name of Jesus. In Mississippi, God. In Tennessee, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily, God. Show yourself glory, God. Move in Puerto Rico, God. Move in Jamaica, God. Move in Zimbabwe, God. Move in Sierra Leone, God. Move in the Ivory Coast, God. In the name of Jesus. Move in Colombia, God. Mexico City, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go inside those towns. Go inside those cities, God. Move in the Dominican Republic, then, God. Move in Haiti, God. In the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily. In the Ukraine. In Russia, God. Show yourself mightily, God. In those other countries, God. God, show yourself mightily. In Iran, in Iraq, in Turkey, God. In the name of Jesus. Go inside, God. Break down those demonic spirits, those ancient spirit of Baal and Balaam, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over in Italy, God. Move over that country, God. Move in Paris, France, God. Move it by your power, God. Give them a breakthrough, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in Australia, move in New Zealand, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your glory, God, that moves through all seven continents and even the ones that they don't even know exist, Lord. Asia, China, Japan, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over them, God. Move in Cambodia, God, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily, God. Right there, God, show yourself mightily. In Libya, God, show yourself mightily. In Argentina, God, show yourself mightily, God. In Chile, God, and Brazil, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go inside those countries, God. Shift those atmospheres. Go inside Rome, God, and shift those atmospheres, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily, God. The people need to see a breakthrough. Huh? They need to see a breakthrough. Huh? God, we're marshaling those borders, God, and we command the angels of the living God to move inside those areas and arrest the spirit, arrest the demons. We're binding up ancient spirit of Arcade. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We overruling your spirit. We overruling your intent because the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal because they're mightier through God. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but a principality and a power. So we're pulling you down now. We're pulling you down now. Every agent of Sika. We come against your agents, every agent of the arcane spiritual realm. We binding you up in the name of Jesus, and we command you to Luka Kajo Sheka, Lucikatabundi Eseke, move over Hosha in the name of Jesus. And we overruling you now. We're moving the spirit of ruthlessness in the name of Jesus. We're coming against bestiality, and we're binding up now trafficking spirit realm that operates through pharmaceuticals, industries, and business. God, do it now for your people now in the name of Jesus. We move by the power of God. We move into the spiritual dimensions. Lentil super baha. Move into those spiritual dimensions, and we're Draco Saka, Luban, Bikatabo Shelto, Movi Sika, Rusa, Saman Shikata, move into those dimensions, and we command you to back up. We overrule you in the name of Jesus. We overrule reinforcement now. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We command the angels of the living God. We call forth legions of them to arrest those spiritual realms like it did in the book of Daniel. Chapter number 10, when you call forth reinforcement, in the name of Jesus, God, you heard our prayer from the first time we prayed, and God, we call forth Gabriel, we call forth Michael, God, and your archangel for reinforcement, in the name of Jesus, over our land, God, over the trap that's been set by CINA for disease control, for the World Health Organization, God, over the FCC, telecommunication, dialogue in those spiritual dimensions, we overrule them now. We drive those grids out. Shut them down, God. Shut them down in the system. Shut them down in those grids. Go inside those satellites and blow the gross, God. Blow the grid, God. Blow them out, God. Blow them out, God, so they won't have frequency. We overrule access to them, and we drive them out now in the name of Jesus. Do it, God, right now. Do it, God. We command it right now. Even as the centurion man said, in the self-same hour, God, we command it to happen, God. Overrule government plans. Overrule what they're trying to do, God. Overrule these plans, God. Move quickly, God, in the name of Jesus. We call in the spiritual acceleration of your word right now to manifest itself over demonic activity, and we drive it out. We drive it out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We speak to every marine spirit, water witches, stargazers. We're binding you up in the name of Jesus, and we command you to back up now. Ancient spirit of Esther, we bind your spirit up now in the name of Jesus. False spirit, we come against Chaldean demonic spirit that operate through chanting realms, God, and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you will reveal to us the secrets of your mysteries in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God, in the key of David, to be loosed unto your people, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare your people to to be in a safe zone. We command your safe zone to send them into your safe zone, that you cover them, God. First responders in the kingdom, and then other responders in organization and business. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. We let you arrive and our enemy be scattered, God. Now, God, we speak to the systems of the world that operate, God. Send your surgical team of the angels into hospital rooms in the name of Jesus to bring deliverance and healing to the people of God. Move over their nervous system, God, in the name of Jesus. Move up all of these disorders, God, in the name of Jesus. Send the peripheral word to them now in the name of Jesus. We're binding up sickness in the body, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We're thanking you for it right now, God, that you will move swiftly over the land, God, for your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, God. And we decree it done because you said in Isaiah 65 and 24, and it shall come to pass. But before we pray, you have already heard. While we were yet waiting, you have already responded, God. We thank you for your hand over them, God. Now, I speak to intercessors and prayer warriors, ministry gift and kingdom leaders that pour it out, God. Restore back the virtue into them that they poured out, God, to us in the name of Jesus. And over them, send an order of protection over them and over their hearts, their family, their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have emptied out, God, and gave of themselves, God, we ask that you would touch them, God. Restore their mindset and their spirit. Refill them up, God. Give them a feeling right now. Refill them up now in the name of Jesus. Fill them up, God. Fill them up, God. Let them feel a feeling right now over them. Let them feel the feeling over their body, their spirit now in the name of Jesus. Show yourself a feeling, God. To them and in them, God, we thank you for it right now. Father, we thank you for it. Thank you right now. We know that you're King of Kings, you're King of the Jews, you're King of Israel, you're King of Righteousness, you're the King of Ages, you're the King of Heaven, you're the King of Glory, you're the King of Kings, you're the Lords of Lords. God, we're standing on your word today for breakthroughs for the people of God, even now in the name of Jesus. God, we speak to that spirit of cancer, God, that operate through food substance and a food and drug administration, God, that have sent these things into food that people eat, God, in the name of Jesus. We're binding it up. We overruling it, God. Go into the blood, Rusta. Go into the blood stream, God. Go into the streams of the blood, God, and eliminate Kastike. Eliminate those spirits, Sabai, that goes into the streams of the blood that causes cancer in female bodies, in male bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. So we're binding up prostate cancer in the name of Jesus. We overruling pancreatic cancer. We're overruling it now in the name of Jesus. We're binding up breast cancer. We're binding up lung cancer. We're binding up liver cancer. We're binding up brain cancer. We're binding up bone cancer. We're binding up tongue cancer. We're binding up ovarian cancer. We're binding up renal cancer. In the name of Jesus, we're binding up stomach cancer. Go inside brain cancer. We're binding up in the name of Jesus. Overruling every diabolical spirit that messes with the central nervous system by way of the chemicals that they put in that body, God, by way of the coronavirus, God, that operate through the fear ram to get people to take those spirits from Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and the other various companies, God. In the name of Jesus, go and tie those body, God, and loose those spirits, loose those particles, condo, loose those particles, side of your faith, God, loose those particles out of their body, God, in the name of Jesus, send it out of the stool, God, send it out of urine, loose it out of their body, in the name of Jesus, let it not have an effect over them, God, in the name of Jesus, based upon their ignorance, based upon their not knowing the knowledge, in the name of Jesus, go and shy, God. Cut through that body, cut through those organs, cut through those cells, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go to the strings, God. Move to the strings, God. Show yourself mightily, God. We thank you for it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now, for what you're doing now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the movement of your word, God, over these your people. These are your people because you said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7, 13, by way of Solomon, he made the place for you, God. And you told him this place was for you. And you said if you should shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and you command the locusts to devour the land. But if my people, God, these are your people, which are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will forgive their sin and heal the land. God, move over the breaches in the name of Jesus and loose healing, God, in every area of our home, life, business, community, neighborhood, farmland, territory. God, right now, give us jurisdictional rights to go into those territories where Antipas went in and was taken out, God. Demons that sit in buildings where Satan sit, God. We overrule it, uproot it now. We upload those diabolical spirits. We come against ancient spirit of Chaldean. We bind up the spirit of Pharisees and Sadducees. We come against scribe spirits, God, that keep report in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, overrule them, God. We drive them out of those places, God, in the name of Jesus. And we stand on your word and stand on the power of your word and the glory of your word in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we stand on the word of God that whatever's getting ready to happen, God, concerning Wall Street, whatever's getting ready to happen, Lord, concerning Wall Street and the world banking system, God, in the monetary systems of the world, God, we ask that you will move on behalf of people who have their funds invested in these places. God, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you move over the sons and daughters, God. You move over those who have investments in property. God, move over them now. God, whatever is getting ready to happen in the food industry, God, you move by your power over your people even now in the name of Jesus. God, whatever you're getting ready to do, God, between Russia, China, and the United States, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that your sovereign power cover the men and women of God even now in the name of Jesus. God, we send a wake-up call into the earth realm. God, we send a wake-up call even now, God, while the people are restless and the prophets are restless. God, we send a wake-up call, God, to those stages and arena that are being set up to distract the people of God from Clubhouse, God, from Facebook, God, from Instagram, TikTok, God, in the name of Jesus, and all other social media, God, YouTube, God, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever's getting ready to happen in this month, God, you move by your power. Cover your people, God. Cover your sons and daughters. Whatever's getting ready to happen, God, in the White House, in the Oval Office, God, you move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever's getting ready to happen, God, on borders and borders of cities, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we stand on the word of God. We bind up the rioted spirit. We bind up the drunkard spirit. In the name of Jesus. God, whatever's getting ready to be loosed, God, we ask that you give the people strength and power to overcome, God, in the name of Jesus, the conflict, God, a friendly fire in the earth realm, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for sending out the signs and the warnings, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that the people will be able to take the blinders off of their eyes, in the name of Jesus, that they may see and know what is coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for what you're doing, God, to hold back the hand of the enemy and the saints to make our move in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Oh, Ranata, Shekabando Obesi. Thank you right now. Possibly with you, God, we thank you right now for what you're doing now concerning our nation. Orina Saba Dosiki. Zemando Sebi Asateka. God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We're cutting down all the distractors in the name of Jesus that have been sent in to distract us from our mandate in the earth realm. Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it right now. We're cutting cords, God. The cord that was supposed to have been cut and we're holding on to those cords, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're driving them out, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're driving them out now. We're separating ourselves from these demonic people and spirits, God, of deception and false prophets and false apostles and false evangelists and teachers in the name of Jesus. And God, we're cutting the cord to everything that's been loosed and linked to our mind that we're carrying, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now. We thank you for the release of it, God, and breaking us out of it even now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for your mighty power, your mighty hand, and your mighty glory over your people. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we stand on the word of God. And everything's been prayed for and decreed and declared. And petition, God, your angels are on an assignment for the men and women of God even now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the angels of the living God that covering the gatekeepers and the doorkeepers of cities and ministries and business. We thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the movement of your water and the things that have been sent in, God. We thank you for breaking through for the saints, God, those who want to break through. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor, even the more in the name of Jesus. It is so, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord. There's something that's getting ready to happen as it relates to chemical warfare. It's going to be something released in atmosphere like as a chemical warfare. And so people breathing is going to shift. It's going to shift the breathing. And God is going to send a wind. It's going to be a heavy wind. It's going to be a heavy wind. And we're going to see some experience from NASA. God's going to go into NASA, and he's going to shift some things in NASA, and you're going to hear it on the news. And when you hear it on the news, it's because of what they're strategizing and planning to do. And when that happens, men and women of God, prepare yourselves, your household, your home, because there's something coming. The Lord just showed me that something in August is getting ready to manifest itself. In August of 2022, it's getting ready to manifest itself. It's going to manifest itself in August 2022. So gird yourself up, people of God. Gird your mind up in your spirit in this time that you're in. Gird your mind and your spirit up. Prepare yourself. Save. Use wise spending in this time. Wise spending. Very wise spending in what you do. And now I literally see almost like the state of martial law, like the state of martial law going to come. And there's something majorly is going to come to the White House. There's something major is going to transpire, people of God. And so they're not going to be many of the leaders that will try to step in and intervene. They will not have the power, and they will literally be overtaken because people won't trust leaders. And God will raise up leaders who the people will trust in, but they will be men and women of God that will have the spirit of the Lord God, because people will not trust our leadership. They will not trust any leadership because they feel betrayed right now. And many of the people right now are at a place of feeling betrayed and betrayal. Many of the prophetic people right now, you all are at a major state in your mind, So a lot is at stake right now. So you have to be very careful in this season of who gets your ears in this season. And the reason being is because everyone will not be able to tap into where we're at in God. So that spirit of depression will hit you because you're feeling like you have nowhere to go and no one to talk to. So you have to be very careful that in the spirit realm that God will cover your thoughts, your mind, and your will in this season of where you're going. There will be people giving you their opinion and speaking from their emotion, but not giving you the knowledge to understand what's going on in the earth realm as it relates to our world, as it relates to the world events that are happening right now in the land. The United States is giving, I believe, $21 billion to aid to Ukraine and against Russia right now. We all know that they just get ready to sign the bill, or they signed it already. And so say to God, prepare yourselves, because what America don't understand, and we're a country, is that Russia is not playing with us. China is not playing with us. And what they're doing, if you're looking on the mainstream world right now, they're trying to put black people on the main front. So when things begin to happen, they can blame black America for the problem. So don't be used by this system of America. That's why you see a seat change in, as it relates to press secretary in the White House now. See, the enemy, they always use our culture, our people, our background, our nation, our nationality. We are at a pivotal crossroad in the world. Now, God is going to use us, but when they use us, they're going to use us to settle things and then try to replace us. You notice they do that in basketball league. When a black basketball coach takes a team to a champion, first round, second round, and he doesn't get him to the championship, they replace him with a white guy, and then the next year he wins the championship, he'll win the title. We're watching this thing. And as an apostolic prophet into the earth realm, I'm letting you all know firsthand what's getting ready to transpire. And some of you who are watching what's going on and seeing it, you're not going to receive it because of the position in. But nonetheless, I'm going to save myself. But for those who are listening to me and what I'm releasing to you, you have to gird yourself up. Gird yourself up. Gird your loins up. Gird yourself up. Stay in that place, and it's going to take more than just prayer. It's going to take people who are going to walk in authority of faith. Now, someone said, what do you mean more than prayer? It's going to be more than you getting on your knees and praying. It's going to be setting up and making action and opening your mouth and speaking against these things, because we got people that are praying, but they were not set up against these systems of the world. God is going to require some of us to stand up and start speaking against this human trafficking spirit in this earth realm concerning homosexual, perverted, lust spirit, bestiology is rising up. People that they're allowing people to have bestiology. They're allowing people to marry dogs and cats and animals, and it's human things. So all of these spirits are rising up. So God needs people who will stand tall and be firm concerning these issues in the land. Now, we all know what's going on concerning the Supreme Court, Roe versus Roe in the United States, where they're trying to eliminate abortion. Whether black America know it or not, that's going to benefit us anyway, because we're 1.5 million aborted children a year with Planned Parenthood giving our children women drugs and pills, and the list goes on. And the population of Spanish and whites are increasing, but because they use us as their guinea pigs, and that's been going on for centuries, that's nothing new with us and our people, but it's generationally is nothing new. But for this generation, it is, because they've been miseducated and misdiagnosed in the land. So be very careful, say to God. I already mentioned to many of the people, children that are born during this time, during this pandemic, it's all about a decoy of elimination. It's all about the plan of population control, especially about the generation of male children, black male children, that are going to be important in the next 20 years of the earth realm in the world. Because you know that if you ever notice, third realm to see this, the white population or European population is shifting. That's why in Ukraine in 87, when Reagan did what he did with Mikhail Gorbachev and Yeltsin, and the list goes on, that was a deal made then. And all of the chemicals in those corporations and places now that are there were hidden. And so they watched the manifestation. So many, the million plus people that came over with parts of those things that were in there. That's why they didn't do any background checks. They didn't do any record checks. They let them enter into the country. You come in, you're going to do a background check, a front ground check, a roundabout ground check, and they're bringing all of those things into it. And they're moving in those areas. If you go to your map and Google the hot spots of 2020, the year 2020 and 2020, you'll see many the President Clinton administration when he declared war on crime. His crime bill set in motion to depopulate the black family structure and the structure of the black family with the three strike laws. And taking the assistant needed, that was your black president. Y'all called it the black president. Y'all were fooled by that name. And you went along with it. And his wife, Hillary Clinton, who was all part of that as well, and he's a president. You have a black child, and nobody never knew about it, but, you know, he got a black child. That's his only child. So Chelsea is not his only child. He has a black child that's hidden. Anyway, moving right along. So you have to understand, during that time, all of those things happen. And so we have a population control from during the 90s, 92, 93, during that time, the father, George H. or George W. Bush, were in the White House, came in, and all of those things happened over in Kuwait and over in Iran and Iraq. That was part of 1979, right in 79 when they had the Shah of Iran and they had the hostage crisis. Many of you don't know nothing about that because you don't study history. But these were all parts of the plan. And so moving forward, you're watching 2013, and almost a 30-year period of those men who were in jail for cocaine. They were locked in jail for a little fan and a little crack cocaine. They were put in jail for 20 or 30 years. They had to change some of the crime bill around, federal crime. So many people came out of jail, but many of them coming out of jail with homosexual spirits. Many of them coming out of jail broken and destitute. They have nothing to do, nowhere to go. So we understand the dynamics of the earth realm and where it's going. That's why professional people like me are becoming endangered species in the earth realm because of who we are and our position, because we're strong black men, strong black males, and we ain't got these other issues. But moving right along, you have to be aware of what's happening. And many of these men are coming out of jail. And during that time, Hillary Clinton and her husband and many of you, if you understand Whitewater, it was something happened back then when they had the Hillary Clinton and that family, because her brother's part of the mafia, and he's running over there in Haiti doing all that crazy stuff over there too with all the Haitian people over there. That was a big major issue there. And so moving forward, I'm trying to put a cord in the pipe right here. Moving forward, we're watching all of those things happen. So we have a major shaking happening in the land. And many of these men and many of these people, that's why you saw the judicial shakeup there. You remember 2 weeks ago, this past Sunday, the Sunday before last, when I did it on Facebook Live and I told you something really happened in the United States Supreme Court. Well, they were trying to do an investigation and find out who released Mason. Well, you know I did it. Everybody just, let's call it what it is. I did it because 3.5 million people listened to me, and they couldn't keep it, so it had to be revealed. And I'm revealing all of this stuff. Ain't gonna backtrack and take nothing away. God has been giving me stuff to reveal. So everything I'm revealing, it's coming out now. And so that's what you're watching right now, things being revealed. So the shaking is they're all being exposed. God raises a prophet that he did Isaiah, as he did Nathan, as he did Jeremiah,
Ezekiel. He did it for Daniel. They all exposed, went into the spiritual realm and spiritual dimension to reveal things. So nothing is hidden now. Nothing is going to be hidden from the people. So you're watching all of these things that were hidden now coming to the surface in the land. So you're watching a world change just before our eyes and just before us on today. So many of you prophetic people who are in atmosphere or body exchanges. Well, I won't use the word body exchange. Let me step back when I say that. Those of you who are moving in and out of your body experiences as it relates to what's going on in the world, God has given you a power of synergy right now. There's an extra power of synergy being released. Now, when I'm saying that, because you're looking at the frequency of 5G, you're looking at the technology in the land, the word of God said we're in a wicker but a wiser generation. So follow me. In knowing we are in a wicker and wiser generation, the synergy of prophetic people, God is giving you extra synergy with inside you as a pure part, pure body. You keep your body cleansed and pure. Most of the ones who can't tap is because their body is not healthy, pre-existing condition. And just why I say, take care of your body healthy, and you'll be able to flow into the dimensions. Hey, start eating a lot of vegetables and stay away from all of those. Vegetation is important to us, especially the right vegetation and the wash one. Your body is moving in a prophetic dimension, so it's accelerating itself. So some of you, you're thinking, and you're literally thinking months ahead and weeks ahead, and you're like, man. And it feels like you can't. Let me break this down so you can understand, because my body is getting ready to come out of me, so I got to keep it in. Most of you are where you at right now. You feel an urgency right now. So everything's like urgent, urgent. It's not an urgency. It's the knowledge that's in you that's urgent. You're not in an urgency. It's the knowledge that's in you that's urgent. And most of those who connect with me, who's been connecting with us spiritually right now in this spiritual dimension, you're being opened up to the revelation vault. And so things are being released to you now. And so it feels like you're urgent, but what it is, it's the knowledge in you that's urgency right now. So don't make a lot of quick and fast moves. Take your time in them. God is going to favor you, but you don't want out-slick opportunity by making the wrong move in this season. That's why wise counsel is very pivotal for many of us in this season. And reason being, Satan will send in a counterfeit for you to release your secrets, your data, your advancement, your inheritance to them. So it's important to gird yourself up and be watchful in this season of your life and in the things of the kingdom of God. God's hand is upon us. He's not going to neglect us. He's not going to neglect you. So many people feel neglected by God. He's not neglecting us. He's letting us use the power we have inside of us. So in saying that, some of you feel that God has left you or that you're feeling neglected. No, what he's telling you is in you, you have the power. Use the sources that are in you to move, open your mouth, step out, go forth, and move with haste. Because some of you, your mindset changed overnight, and you didn't even know it. So go forth in the strength of God and watch the power of things manifest. He's calling for you to be that his presence on earth. He needs you to open your mouth. He needs you to speak to that dimension. Not emotion. He needs you to take authority right now because you're the vessel he can use. All the rest of these vessels are cloned or puppets, so they can't do anything because they've been controlled based upon system of the world or who they bow to or who they chanted for or who they connected with in the spiritual realm. All right? I'm going to stop. Now, if anybody have a question and comment for me,
I'm not going to tarry long today. So I've been here on the line for a little bit over 2 hours, so I won't tarry long here. So if you have a question for me or a comment on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio, you hit one on your dial, and we'll bring you in if you're on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on the conference side here and you have a question in comment for us on the conference side, we're going to give you an opportunity to ask. If God give you an interpretation of what we were in tongues, you can do that as well, too. If the Lord gave you a word of knowledge to release to us, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that as well. Amen. So, Blog Talk side, if you're over there, if you have a question or comment, hit one of your dial. If not, we're going to move quickly through to the next there. All right. Okay, now we're going over to the conference line. If you're on the conference line and you're connected to the conference line, then all you have to do via the conference line is to hit *6, and you can come in right this moment. Wait a minute, hold on just a second. If Prophet is parlor, if you have something to release, and or sister, evangelist Teasley, if you guys, because you've always prayed, if you guys want to release something right now, you can do that right now, and then we'll open up the line for the people of God. If you guys have something you want to release to the world or to the saints.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Papa Matthew. God bless everyone on the line today. And the Lord, he spoke to me the word life. Then he gave me the scripture of John 10:10 and says, if he comes only to steal and kill and destroy, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. And he says, live. He said, it's not by chance that he allowed us to live through all of the pandemic and through all that's going on the earth realm. He said, many have closed their eyes to open them no more upon the earthly realm, but he allowed us to live. So he said he assessed us to live and walk out the purpose and plan for our lives while our feet still rest upon the earth. He said, get in divine alignment with him. Do what I told you to do. Be who I told you to be. The buffoonery. Stop the shenanigans. Stop the confusion. Stop the hate. Stop the excuses. Stop sin. Stop evil. Stop the evil ways and stop wallowing in iniquity. He said, love and live. He said, and cherish the life. Cherish the life that he has granted us. He said, walk in obedience, walk in love. He said, walk in my word, walk in my ways, walk in my will for your life, and live, my people. Live while you have your life. He said, for life is truly just a vapor. Live, desire is to bless us as people in abundance. But we must live and walk upright before him. And he said, get ready and be ready. Amen. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God, for releasing that to us. Thank you. Thank you, God. All right. Come on, woman of God. Bless you, sitting out. Condolences to your family. Thank you.
Glory, happy. I want to thank everybody for their prayers, Evangelist Teasley, and my scripture that I was blessed to get from our Father. I ask everybody to go back and read Proverbs 6, particularly 12 down. It does line up with the things that Prophetess Tracy has spoken as well about the way we are to live. And one of them, God said, for the command, his command is a lamp, and this teaching is a light, and the correction and instruction are the way to life. So we need to walk in the things that God has having us to walk in and talk the way you would have us to talk and conduct ourselves in such a way that promotes his goodness throughout the land in such a dark time with all the things that's upon us right now. He's telling us the things that he finds detestable in a lot of things that the saints are doing. We need to come away from a lot of things that does not enlighten and bring truth to the word. It just darkens what is a beautiful thing that he's given us, life and life more abundantly. So bless you all.
God bless you too, Amen. Amen. And once again, we send our prayers and our condolences to you all and your family there in the Chicago suburbs, the north suburbs there, and his wife and family.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Love you more. Anyone else today? Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. All right. Any questions to what we shared with the people of God? Well, we bless the Lord for you all today, thanking God for the time we had to share and to release the word of the Lord God to you all there. Men and women of God, continue to stay faithful to God more than anything. Stay in that place of his will, of being done in your life and the purpose of his will for your life. All right, continue to be encouraged, lifted up in the mandated time in the earth where don't, in spite of the flawless, don't let that hinder you. In spite of the question that the enemy will try to put against your thoughts, don't let it hinder you. Your obedience is definitely a down payment for the next of the greatness of God in the earth realm. God uses his people in such a powerful way. And the penalty is to come back to the scene of an event in your mind and throw you back or draw you back. So don't operate from that place. Continue to be obedient to God and flow in the things of the Lord. His hand is upon many of us, and he's doing many things for us and through us for such a time as this. You are being selected. Many people are being selected and chosen for God because you were able to survive every diabolical intent that the enemy used against so many of us to pull us back or to try to hinder us or stop us. And I thank God for those who are continually staying faithful in this time of fasting and prayer. Well, we're fasting and praying and believing God. Stay in that place and think to God, we're in a powerful season, a powerful hour in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thanking God for, thank you, the intercessory team, the team that interceded. We bless the Lord for you all on today. And surely, as I always tell you, I don't take for granted your responsibility and duty. We bless the Lord for you all and what you do in the kingdom of God and the duty and your work for the kingdom of God. And we appreciate you so much, great kingdom leaders and that's on this line. Those who pray, pray.
You're amazing.
Your name.
You're amazing.
Your name.
You're amazing.
Your name.
So amazing.
Your name.
You're amazing.
Your name.
You're amazing.
Your name.
You're amazing.
Your name.
So amazing.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Ron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Ron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready,
get ready,
get ready,
get ready, get ready.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Laron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration. June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Laron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready
and ready
and ready.
All right, people of God. Well, thank you, God. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you. You're connecting with us on today. And definitely, we send our condolences to those that lost loved ones. Continue to keep my mother in your prayer and the ministry in your prayer. We're excited about our 11th year Lifeline Conference. More detail is already forthcoming. I think we have the hotel solidified. Minister Brian will get that to you. I don't know if she's on. I know she's on an assignment right now. Minister Bryant, we just bless you in the Lord for each and every one of you out here today joining us. Bless you on today. She'll probably have that information on tomorrow morning with Mother Thelma City and myself at 5 a.m. Join us throughout the week. We drive down with the prophet. We just share and release the word of God and word of knowledge and the word of wisdom to God's people so that they will be able to engage and know what's going on in the land and in the nations around us in the land. All right, thank you, God. Continue to have a phenomenal day, Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Laron Matthews Ministries presents
the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference
2022.
11 years.
The 11th year celebration. June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Laron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
Save the day.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready
and ready
and ready
and ready and ready.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us.
Save the day.
Ron Matthews Ministries presents the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2022.
11 years. The 11th year celebration.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Get ready.
It happens at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. Ron Matthews Sr., Pastor.
Save the day.
June 24th through 26th.
More details on the way.
Get ready.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.